Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with Transmetropolitan. And as you see, we're almost done. In South Foulness, on the Nazareth Road, they give thanks for the day when the beatified Mostyn Gorbals pissed down the Foulness Vat-grown Messiah's throat to save his life when his heart caught fire. What? December 25th is Drink My Urine Day in South Foulness, which is why no one ever goes there. The denizens of South Foulness now recognize each of their neighbor's urine by its distinctive tang and pressure. My name is Spider Jerusalem, and I fucking hate Christmas. Edgy Winter, Transmetropolitan Story. Lauren Ellis writes and Derek Robertson pencils. Also, Derek Robertson pencils The Boys. Ah, well, we're going to cover The Boys? I'm thinking about it. And why? Because what you're seeing on Amazon, great show. Awesome show. But it's not the comic. Not even one bit. The closest I got to the comic is the deep scene, which is even crazier in the comic, by the way. That very first episode with the deep, it goes down a little different in the comic. So, and they haven't gone to Russia yet. I don't know. I'm on the first season. I'm still really enjoying the first season. But yes, we could do The Boys. And it would be great because I haven't even read past the third volume, so it'd be some new stories for me too. And I like a lot of the stuff that was in the comics that was not and probably will never be in the show. And I'm not talking about the crazy shit either. There's a couple really good lines and good sections that'll never be there. But this isn't about The Boys right now, it's about Transmetropolitan. So let's go ahead and continue. Just you and me, Cat. Okay, just me. Gonna be a quiet couple of weeks with everyone having their festivals and stuff. Never thought I'd regret not having my goddamn assistant here. Shit, it's all shit, isn't it? These festivals. Winter's a pain in the ass. For Christ's sake, let's have the television on. The Birmingham Street Boys shriek, "It's Christmas!" as they descend on celebrity graveyards, zooming, chopping up, and snorting long-dead rock stars, getting good and fucked up on the rich deposits of old drugs and crystallized adrenaline in their beery, wet carcasses. It's a winter thing. Inbred spawn yell and scream and fuck each other in bedrooms and on the streets while their parents slob in front of the TV and dream of living with someone else. Church bells terrify wildlife and scare the VD scabs off old folk until Xmas gift puppies are rounded up and strapped to the offending instruments as living mufflers by me. Is Royce there? I can't reach his direct line. Did the bastard have it switched again? He's left the city for the holidays, Mr. Jerusalem. He's with his folks. Where are they? Is there a number? I can't give you that, sir. Oh, come on. He's my editor. I have to. Mr. Jerusalem, I have a small bomb bonded to the right side of my brain. If I give out Mr. Royce's location and or phone number, the bomb will explode. He did this terrible thing to me precisely so that you could not trace him over the holiday period. Goodbye. Children spent happy daytime hours building huge elaborate snowmen in the gardens near my apartment. And so I descend from my high perch of hate in the night with a low-power remoter pen. I lay surveillance cameras to capture the reaction in the mornings when awakening children rush outside to see if their snowmen survived the night. Ah, wow. Bastards. Can't live without me any other time. Royce has to have his columns. The goddamn assistant has to have her job. You fuckers out there have to have your Spider Jerusalem, don't you? Huh? But when winter comes, oh no. You can do without the old spider then, huh? Or A, rather. Just once I'd like to know what it's like to have a friend. Just once I'd like to get through the day without hating everyone. Hating anyone. Every goddamn winter. Always the same. Hey, I see Spider Jerusalem. We'll get that right. As the city prepares to wind down for the winter's festival, Spider, tell us, what are your plans? Plans? For the winter? None. No Christmas? No Hanukkah? No. No festival of winter hearts, no wild hunt, no three nights of hands clasped against the cold, no. No drink my urine day, fuck off. No family, no girlfriend, no friends. No love, no hope, no point. and Santa Claus is dead. I killed him. I killed him with this. I left his stinking corpse in an underground cavern where it is raped by hundreds of toxic, affluent, crazed Gila monsters every second of every day. 6,000 traumatized children taken to hospital after Jerusalem interview, TV station claims. Force majeure, Jerusalem's editor still unavailable for comment. In happier news, Drink My Urine Day attracted record crowds this year. Okay. Warren Ellis is an award-winning writer of graphic novels.
Is that Me Too allegations and got fucking blacklisted?
Including Transmetropolitan, Fell, Injection, Ministry of Space, Treason, Planetary. If any of you want me to cover those, just let me know and we'll do them. And the author of the Amazon Top 100 book, Normal. And the New York Times best-selling Gun Machine, and the underground classic novel Crooked Little Vein, which I have a copy of and I love. Highly recommend Crooked Little Vein. The movie Red is based on his graphic novel of the same name, and he is writer and co-producer of the Netflix series Castlevania. Ellis is also a visiting professor to York St. John University and honorary doctor of the University of Essex. Didn't know that. He still lives in southeast England for no good reason. Okay, now here's some interesting credits. At the age of 17, Derek Robertson wrote and drew 11 issues of his first comic book creation, Space Beaver, paving the way for assignments from more established publishers like Malibu, forget about Malibu Comics, Innovation, and DC. After a series of gigs at Marvel, including the miniseries Spider-Man The Power of Terror and a lengthy run on the New Warriors, Robertson joined forces with writer Warren Ellis for Acclaim's 1997 Solar Man of the Atom one-shot, which led directly to the pair's celebrated co-creation of Transmetropolitan for DC, Helix, and Vertigo. Three fucking companies. Robertson returned to Marvel in 2001 with the Garth Ennis-written Marvel Max miniseries Fury, and in 2002 he relaunched the company's flagship franchise Wolverine with writer Greg Rucka. 4 years later, he reunited with Ennis to bring the world The Boys, which is now a television series created by Eric Kripke for Amazon Prime. Robertson's other works include Image titles Oliver, which he co-created with writer Gary Whitta, and Happy, which is a great comic, which he designed and co-created with writer Grant Morrison, and which was adapted into a TV series for Sci-Fi in 2017. It ran two great seasons. He lives in Northern California with his wife, Meredith, and their sons, Owen and Andrew. When he's not drawing comics, which is almost all the time, he obsesses on politics and plays the guitar. Cool. We've got Rodney Ramos, professional comic book illustrator of more than 25 years. Worked on all these people you know. All of them. You know all these people if you know comics. He also worked on Thundercats, Conan. He also did some DC, Valiant, Acclaim. Acclaim? I don't even think that exists anymore. Disney Publishing, Neil Adams Continuity Comics. He worked on Legendary Comics, The Tower Chronicles. Okay. Keith Aiken worked on DC, he's Inker, Transmetropolitan. The Invisibles! Look at that. Look how they're meeting. We do the Transmetropolitan and we do the Invisibles. Look at that. Tempest. We may do Tempest at some point. Various Superman and Green Lantern, Spider-Man titles, Uncanny X-Men, Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four, all these people you know. Oh, and Mirage Studios, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Lifelong fan of Japanese monster movies, Aiken has provided audio commentaries and other content for several Godzilla, Kaiju, Blu-ray, and DVD releases. And has served as co-editor for the website Sci-Fi Japan. He has also worked as a storyboard production artist for Sony Pictures and Activision Games. Okay, so that's pretty cool, right? Got Jerome K. Moore, Green Lantern, Weird World Tales, Detective Comics, Batman the Outsiders, Sovereign 7, Transmetropolitan. He's worked on, created art for licensed style guides and promotional projects for like Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, Space Ghost, The Wizard of Oz, Iron Giant, Happy Feet, and Harry Potter. In the new millennium, Moore has turned his attention to the world of television animation. He does stuff from Marvel, Lionsgate, Warner Brothers Animation. I'm pretty sure we've seen his stuff, Marvel Animation and Film Roman. Planet Hulk, yep. Justice League, Crisis on Two Earths, yeah, I did watch that. I didn't watch Scooby-Doo. Green Lantern, Emerald Knights, don't know if I watched that. Young Justice, Avengers Assemble. Hulk and the Agents of Smash and Ultimate Spider-Man. Some of that stuff I'm not into, but a few of his stuff I've seen. Kim DeMolder. Worked on Defenders, Nick Fury, Punisher, Sergeant Rock, Doom Patrol, and Swamp Thing. Okay. And Ray Chrissing. Heroes Alliance. He did Eclipso, Transmetropolitan Legion, Creature Commandos, Daredevil, Fantastic Four, all those. Oh, Exo Man of War, and Star Wars. Got one more guy. And let's see, Green Lantern and Green Arrow. Okay, he retired in 1990. Oh, he died in 2010. Oh, man. Look at that. Angry political sci-fi, it's funny as hell. Playboy. One of the hottest, smartest, edgiest works of science fiction of all time. Deliciously Perverse, publishes weekly. Renowned journalist and esoteric drug enthusiast, Spider Jerusalem has settled into an uneasy exile high in the mountains, his vulnerable flanks guarded by proximity fused smart viruses and a thick hermit's beard. Properly indulged paranoiac hedonism, however, is an expensive habit, and with unfulfilled book contracts hanging over his unkempt head, Spider has no choice but to abandon his rural idol and return to his disreputable trade. Unlucky for him, there's only one place a degenerate wordsmith of his calendar can hawk caliber can hawk his scandalous wares, the gargantuan transhumanist anthill that is the city, a seething concrete and steel petri dish filled with social mutations and civic corruptions of every description. For anyone who can navigate this ever-accelerating cultural maelstrom, the city is a writer's paradise. For Spider Jerusalem, it's also the Inferno. And, of course, we know that. Issues 1 to 12. All right, everyone. We are back with Transmetropolitan Book 2. Look, another 322 pages. Let's get going. Introduction by Patrick Stewart. Wow. Not going to try to sound like him. Transmetropolitan 2. Warren Ellis asked me to write this, and then... and I am okay with that up to a point. My unease is that the point is unnervingly sharp, and I am very likely to turn in my direction. Here is the problem. Warren knows that I am a Transmetropolitan fan. He is. But how can he expect me to write about that? Does he think I just came down the Clyde on a tea biscuit? No, siree, this is not my first barbecue. If I write that Spider Jerusalem is my hero, does he think Spider will let me get away with that? I would be lucky to have only suffer a blast from a bowel disruptor, and it is much more likely my eyeballs will be popped as easily as squeezing a pustule and fed to the cat. If I write that Transmet is a beacon of brilliant irony and sardonic satire, could I survive the torrent of saliva-drenched invective and scorn SJ would heap on me? If I wrote that Transmet made me laugh like a drain, are there enough lavatory bowels to contain Jerusalem's vomit? If I confess that I lusted after the filthy assistants, with foul perversions would I be accused of? This is Patrick Stewart, folks. If I praise the artwork as the wittiest, most disturbing since George Gross, I would soon find myself depicted as a fucked up, mechanics addicted, feces-smeared background character. If I hailed this vision of the future as persuasive and properly terrifying, I might never live to see it. You get my problem? I think, however, that I can safely say this. I know this city. I have read the word. I have listened to these politicians. I have smelt the stink of greed. I have thrown stuff at the TV. I have wondered what future there is for truth and beauty. I have wanted to go and live on top of a Yorkshire moor. Warren, tell Spider to stay healthy and keep writing the column. Patrick Stewart, 2001. Warren Ellis writes, Derek Robertson pencils, Year of the Bastard. Ugh. Amfeed. Good morning. Your home news system, sponsored by Amfeed, has registered your return to consciousness, Mr. Jerusalem. You have been asleep for 18 hours and 11 minutes, and now the news. Fucking hell. Bastards. All bastards. Oh, God, I hate when you sleep like that. You look like a dead gopher. Amfeed. This morning on Amfeed News. Anabe meme dropped on... Meme? We didn't even have memes back then. Dropped on Century Square. Girls become boys who do girls like eunuchs, only with better hair. Bisexual rogue Japanese ambassador suspected. All of that will happen. Prissy Kolobashi.
Ah! Opposition party convention setting up. Hello riding in the town with 200 delegates looking to trade up. President says 4 more years, business as usual. It's all election. Cuban coffee, 2-pint mug, 9 sugars. He loves you and he wants you to vote. He's never had a blowjob and he doesn't own a tape recorder. He loves you and he wants you to vote. Oh fuck, not first thing in the morning. Well, I don't know, by Mirko Ghiacciarini. Mirko Ghiacciarini? Oh, there's a Hunter S. Thompson on there. Carcinoma Angels. My Little Junkie. Insert Spoon. Wow. Wow, there's a needle right there. And what is that? TV, go to SPKF political channel. Days away from the opposition party convention, and the candidacy could still be anyone's. Look, they're damn near brainwashing people. Like, that's a mind control. If you remember old TV shows, they would show that if they were trying to control your brain. Senator Gary Callahan looked like a president in waiting a month ago, but now he has to show some iron behind that smile. Jesus Christ, twice before breakfast. Babble. Welcome to Babble. I'm your host, Robert Mikix. What? Joining me this morning is Senator Callahan's political director, Dr. Vita Severn. Good morning. Good morning, Robert. So impeccably well-mannered. Maybe they both know the other habitually carries a gun. Florida was a disaster for Callahan, wasn't it? Any thoughts on how the campaign broke down? I'd argue your phrasing, Robert. Bad form, you're supposed to reparse the sentence to serve your own end, not argue it. The fact is, we conceded Florida. I pulled our workers off the street 2 days before voting commenced. Now, why would you do a thing like that? Speak. Thank you. Because of Bob Heller's campaign, it became clear that a win in Florida would be water from a poisoned well. Spider, it's Royce. Where you been, man? Writing your fucking columns. Where'd you think? Senator Robert Heller took Florida quite comfortably, of course. Perhaps you might elaborate? Thank you, Heller. In both Florida and in his home state, mounted campaigns based purely on hate. Well, we haven't heard from you in 2 months aside from your columns, which is how I wanted it. Thanks. Uh-huh. New apartment okay? Fine. The security system interrogates fresh air before it lets it in. Bob Heller seeks to ride into office upon a wave of mutilation. His Florida campaign for the candidacy rested entirely upon cultural and economic divides, the exploitation of tensions, and the vestiges of prejudice. His appearance in Sanford looked like a Nuremberg rally. So you're doing okay, then. Aside from all the pictures of the fucking smiler that assault me 24/7, that kind of brings me to a question. That kind of brings me to a, you know, question, Spider. That's a bit strong, Vita. No, it's not. What the hell does America for Americans mean anyway? This country was created by the adventurers and dreamers of several old nations. America is the Dutch, the German, the Spanish, and even the English. Our police were Irish. Our farmers, extract of Queen Anne, upper. Our crimes, African and native. Please be facetious on your own time, Robert. I'm answering your question. So you're on my dime. Heh. What? Nothing. Question. When are you going to start covering the goddamn election, Spider? Talk to you later, Royce. Oh, hold on. I did that wrong. We're going to redo this. Nothing. Question. Spider, the city caucus has come and gone. The opposition party convention is here in town. The ruling party con has been and gone. What's your point? When are you going to start covering the goddamn election, Spider? Click! Talk to you later, Royce. Heller wants in by creating an unequal divide and appeasing to the worst instincts of the larger demographic. Senator Callahan wanted no part of such a contest. We reserve our better energies for the convention. Where you need to obtain something like 500 delegates for Callahan to get the nomination to candidacy. This in a convention more torn than any in living memory. The players in the approaching battle began to resemble courtly conspirators in some Shakespearean tragedy. Toggle over to related feed site. Opposition party, convention. the runners, basic stats, voice control progression, custom breakfast, 1. The maker's base matter block is almost expended. Please replace or begin utilizing the garbage converter. Aw, shit. Can't rely on anything except that it'll go fucking wrong. Fucking mafia goods. Fucking thing must have used half the base block rolling itself weird machine drugs. Fucking horses' heads in the bed if I complain again. Fucking newspaper probably gets the things off Gotti makers for a song anyway. The Word ought to change its name to fucking Omerta. Omerta, rather. Royce, it's Spider. My maker's base block is almost gone. What did you want me to do about it? Replace it, of course. This apartment is owned by the Word. Act like it. Fine, but the Word wants columns about the election. Fuck you. What's wrong with you? 8 years ago, you were all over the campaign like a rash. You wrote the book. The book that eventually drove me out of journalism in the city. The book that had me recognized everywhere, had people all over me, stopped me getting it news. I couldn't write anymore. Nothing worth fucking reading anyway. Yeah, listen, my friend. These days you are working for a living. Everyone wants to read Spider Jerusalem's take on the election. People have been waiting for it since you came back. As your editor, I have to advise you. Cover the convention. If you don't, you're running the risk of making your audience feel betrayed. And a betrayed audience stops reading. Are you threatening me? No, I'm giving you good advice. Take it or don't. And before you hang up on me again, get into the office this afternoon. I have your new assistant here. Click! Proceed audio. Senator Gary Callahan, D. California. He's a Democrat. 39 years old, married, 2 children. Fuck this. Shut up. Damn it. My new apartment overlooks Chase Square, a very, very rich part of town, very media, very safe, and of course barely 10 minutes walk from one of the worst sinkholes in the city. Because it's always like that, isn't it? The president can help? That says a lot, right? Business. Business, mister? What the fuck? Mama's boy? Kid outlaw? Oh my god, is that the future of men? Don't say it. Don't say it. I can't handle the pain. Good morning. I'd like to ask you a question about Senator Gary. I write a column for the Word newspaper called I Hate It Here. The joy of being in the city is worn off. I sense vaguely that I'm finally as beaten as everybody else. I sense everything vaguely these days. Shopping? Out of my face, kid. I'm not in the mood for pusher's boy games. I look like a boy to you, fucko. What the fuck? Is that Charlie Brown? You look like whatever I say you look like. You look like someone who plays bodyguard for an armful, beats up customers for a second armful that you shoot into your mother so she doesn't puke when you fuck her. Wow. You look like every piece of shit I spend my days avoiding. Now you get out of my way before I fucking mutilate you. You can't talk to me like... I told you I wasn't in the mood. Now I'm gonna castrate you and suffocate you on your own cock and balls, you poisonous little thug. Because I've had more than enough of your squalid, ignorant weasel kind, and you will breed no more! Spider, that's enough. Leave him alone, he's just doing his job. I wanted some quiet. Me too. No one gets what they want today. The election, Kristen. The convention. My editor wants me to cover it all. I'm not in politics anymore. You're a political consultant. I'm a pusher. I quit politics, made a few mistakes, and now I'm a pusher. On reflection, I'm happier these days. I'm almost 6 years out of date, Kristen. You're not really going to do what an editor says, are you? We're both out of big politics. Relax and enjoy it. You wrote the book. I ran a losing campaign. End of story. You've been following it, haven't you? Yeah, can't help myself. Maybe if our campaign had won. No, politics is like herpes once you've got it. Of course, if Long March had won against the Beast 8 years ago, you wouldn't have had a career, would you? No book. And no money to come buy drugs from you. What's the score this time, Kristen? Is this an election or another straw man for the Beast? Callahan, the smiler. He's the one to watch. Listen, did you vote for Long March 8 years ago? Sure. Why? because he was the only one in a position to stop the Beast taking power. And the Smiler can stop the Beast getting back in, and he's the only one in that position. But his campaign's in trouble, his party's on the verge of cannibalism, and there are spoilers and bastards on the horizon. It's gonna be worth covering. You saw the Beast go in. This may be the only chance for the next 8 years to see him go out. Thanks, Kristen. By the way, I want something that'll give me the stamina of a young werewolf, the vision of a shaman, the thoughts of a serial killer, and the gentleness of a hungry vampire bat. Doable. Callahan for candidate. Callahan for new USA. Hard job, hard man. The president. They just call him the president. You bastards. Hey, aren't you Spider Jerusalem? I'm today's listener for AmFeed Citywide Feed Site. Anything to say for the folks indoors, Spider? Well now, I've just decided to cover the opposition party convention. I think it's about time those vote-crazed dogfuckers get a taste of the real music, don't you? Oh man, you heard it first on Citywide, readers and viewers. The word calling the Spider Jerusalem is going to do the election. What do you think of Spider Callahan, said? What do you think of Senator Callahan, Spider? The Smiler? He's got a good political director. But she doesn't play the game real well. But you're asking if he's got the balls to take the Beast on. And I don't know that yet. I need to get close and squeeze him. The Beast as well. He's a beast. A big dumb animal with a warty and disease-ridden skin. You don't ever get into a corner with a beast when it's wounded. So far, nobody in America has been able to go toe-to-toe with the Beast when he's in campaign rut. So who's going to get the nomination, Spider? Okay, Spider's political lesson for the day. See that old car down the street there? I imagine that's the opposition party. It's shattered, ancient, falling apart at the seams. My little gun is a racist mutant with a block of lunatic delegates called Heller. I am the great communicator. One more thing. If the Whorehopper's watching this, he knows who he is. Oh yeah. The first book will be a collection of my word columns. The contract allows it. And the second is going to be a book on this campaign. And then I'm going back to the mountain. To be continued. Wow, damn. Every week in the word, Spider Jerusalem's I hate it here. Free Steve Chilling? What in the world is that on the ground? You're the bastard too. Bad mouth. Here to see Royce. Yes, absolutely in you go. Don't hit me. Royce, your challenge was ignorant and filthy, but I accept it anyway on condition that I get a raise and an expense account for weaponry and the use of your wife. Sure. That easy? Even the wife bit? Why not? She left me last year. You can find her. You're welcome to her. Carry a whip and a chair. What? I am defeated, though through judicious medication, I have the brain patterns of Lizzie Borden and the steaming genitals of Genghis Khan, but I am undone. The drugs are shit. Who's this? This is Yelena Rossini. She's your new assistant. Like fuck she is. She's also my niece, so behave yourself and play nice or I'll know. Niece? You... Alright, you meet me outside Meany Hall tomorrow at 8 in the morning. Bring recording gear and a big kit bag for my professional equipment. Okay? Okay? Yes. There better be a fresh base block in the fucking maker when I get home. That went well, I thought. Yes. Of course. Yeah, it was a big crash. Lives of the Emperors, 12 Caesars, Graspin, Swing Shot on Toledo, The Lives of the Presidents, Clinton, Lionhold, 6 Years of the Beast. It's a lot of stuff there. All screens on, locate and lock onto all political news channel. Also scan regular TV for interpolated segments. Give me all political feed sites. Start scanning chat hubs for reference, Smiler. File necessary legal paperwork for listen in on private chat with Civic Center. Chomp. Raise all volume controls. Give me noise. 2001 delegates required for a first ballot nomination to the presidential candidacy. Callahan took California in the city, but Heller swept the retirement states in gun country. No contest in the party in government convention. The beast will run again, although his vice president's name is... Word of an expanded transient rights plank being touted at Meany Hall. Rumors of tension between Severn and political consultant Alan Schock squashed by press officer. Home entertainment system, give me fire. The candidate brave enough to wear shorts, Dixon. Give me information. I just hate the poor. So what? Me too. Huh. Free cooking on drugs. I am not a Nazi. What the hell? Drink this shit. Callahan, steal this bod. Who is the man who tears the... There's the hell's a great body politic. He is the man with the big head. The next day. We love the senator. He's a president in waiting. We all live in North Tip. We all love the senator here. Ladies who lunch for Callahan. Is this live? Can we say hello to Joaquin, the chief at... The chef at Dahmer's? Dahmer's. Where we have lunch every day? Hi, Joaquin! Meany Hall. Elect Callahan. What the hell? Damn! Wow. I don't know. I know you, don't I? You bastard. That poor flower seller must have been 60. Oh, it speaks. I thought the cracked genes and stump of a family treated as Royce's brood had produced a mute. Bastard. Listen, that poor woman is a veteran Secret Service man called Adolf who routinely overcharges in his sideline of narcotics dealing. He deserved it. And I helped his cover. Now, what's your name? Yelena Rossini. Good, what's in that bag? In this very heavy and uncomfortable bag, I'm carrying for you recording gear from the word stores as you asked for. Damn it, I wanted the kit bag to carry my drugs in. Shut up, you're horrible and I hate you. I'm going to shit in your lungs for this, Royce. Mother of 12 bastards, would you look at this? I'm here to see Dr. Severn for an interview. I'm with the word. Follow me. It says here to help you. Got a name there? Well, there's a story in that. You see that stage there? Bunch of years back, I designed that. Built it myself. But do they call me Bill the Stage Builder? Nah. See these doors? 16 years ago, I fixed them up. But do they call me Bill the Handyman? Nah. Wrote these floor guides, but do they call me Bill the Guide? Nah. Hey, Bill, chimp fucker. Yeah. Here you go. It was only the once, pretty lady. Yeah. Okay, give me the bag. Okay, let's see what you got. Oh, this is good. Full marks. What's your name? Full marks. What's your name? Yelena. Excuse me. Professional medication. Chop. Source gas. We're equipped. Now you smile at the nice politicians, but try not to touch them too much. They're often contagious. Mr. Jerusalem, glad you can make it. I'm Vita Severn, political director for the senator's campaign. I know. I caught you on TV. That's why I wanted to interview you. And if you'll let me finish, please meet Alan Schacht, political consultant to the senator and Senator Callahan himself. Alan Schacht, a pleasure to meet you. Always enjoyed your column. We're all very excited about the message your new columns will. Why do you need a consultant as well as a director? We don't. Now, Vita, you know what I said about us all being on the same message. I don't care what you said. You're an employee, Schacht. Please, Vita, united front before the press, please. Ha ha ha. Does he move? The lights begin to twinkle from the rocks. The long day wanes. The slow moon climbs the deep. Moons round with many voices. Come, my friends, 'tis not too late to seek a newer world. Ulysses, Tennyson, my favorite poem. A new world, new opposition, new campaign, new politics, new president. Gary Callahan, nice to meet you. Ah, it moved! Yes, just wanted to sit in on the interview. Let you know how important we feel honest dealings with the press are. And Vita's important to us, you know. Need to know she's going to be treated fairly. I think I'm actually going to do this with my teeth clenched. Actually, I want to know why Dr. Severin carries a gun. You carry a gun, Vita? I didn't know that. Well, Senator, you know it. I don't always feel safe. It is constitutional. It is off message, though, isn't it, Vita? How's that, Mr. Schacht? Alan, as Gary said time and time again, call him Senator Callahan. That's not the kind of campaign this is. We're to be approachable, Vita. His smile dies. Inch by inch, he abandons the room, his bickering fixers trying so hard to make each other bleed without looking bad for the press. He goes inside himself, sets his mind in motion. When the smile dies, he's utterly alone. He's not all there. His head full of bad wiring and hidden bleakness. There's hate in there. This is what I needed. To get up close and see if he's really got the brain damage to fight the beast. The smile. The smiler. The obviously broken personality when you get up close. Ulysses. Wasn't that Bobby Kennedy's favorite poem? Who? I think we'll reschedule the interview for another time, Dr. Severin. This is a briefing room. I'm sure you're all very busy. That won't be necessary. Pleasure meeting you all. Maybe we'll all talk again. Lackey, my equipment. That was it? Uncle Mitchell's gonna roast your nasty ass. That was just the beginning. I must find a bathroom immediately. Will you hurry up? Doing my best. Think I've got one of those rectal von Neumann infections where shit ticks build new shit ticks build new shit ticks. Shut up. Hurry. Sure. Computer, lock onto the signal from the source gas surveillance infection whose code I just input. Signal located. Audio streaming. Record. Christ's sake, Vita, that's not even the issue. The issue is, the bastard knew things about you. If we have to dance with fucks like Jerusalem, then fine, we dance. But we don't give them gifts like gun rights. Fuck. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe I don't need a director to consult. Maybe Alan can do both jobs. You want to fire a woman from a directorship this year, Senator? Come on, then. Fire me. Say goodbye to the good ink about Callahan's chicks. All right, Vita, all right. But you need that interview rescheduled, like he said. You be nice to him. You purr. You suck his dick if you think it'll help. We need that column on our side. For God's sake, Senator. Spider Jerusalem speaks to a vast audience of losers, wannabes, white trash, hate addicts, children, and nerve damage cases. All of whom have votes. They are the new scum, Vita, and they're the biggest voting bloc in this city. And you know what they say. If you can take the country, you get the country. We need the popular press, Vita. We need to be putting out the same message. Alan here taught me that. All right, I'll reschedule. But listen, Senator, we need to be talking about Heller and his phone call. Don't worry about Joe Heller. We'll come to terms. I feel a column coming on. Gary Callahan is a genuinely intelligent, educated man. Not the wolf and street-fighting instinctual smarts of the beast, but a man of knowledge and long thought. He has honorable people working for him, and even the brightest veteran political fixers tell me he's going to be president. He's also a fake. A source close to the senator has him describing the millions disenfranchised by the beast as the new scum, and indicates that the senator considers himself on close moral terms with a monstrous Joe Heller. It seems the convention is merely going to decide the face of the guy who'll be fucking us next. Isn't it always that way? To be continued. Political chaos in the city as Spider Jerusalem's new scum column throws the opposition party convention into turmoil. A source close to the senator has him describing the millions disenfranchised by the beast as the new scum, and indicates that the senator considers himself on close moral terms with the monstrous Joe Heller. It seems the convention is merely going to decide the face of the guy who'll be fucking us next. Spider Jerusalem, I hate it here, from the word. When asked about the column by our correspondent, Jerusalem laughed, fondly bottled him in the temple, and invited us all to suck his cock. Click here to order a bottle of Stalin vodka. Warren Ellison, Derek Robertson, Year of the Bastard, Part 3, Smile. I told the ones outside, the ones currently bleeding from the eyes after I gave them Ebola handshakes, so be advised. I am a journalist. I do not reveal my sources. So said outlawed journalist, once more the city's best-loved diarist, in a print distinct bar this afternoon. Brad Goodjaw. Look at that Chad Jaw there. They keep talking about the... The Thunderer, famous columnist, declares Smiler fake. Smiler tumbles in morning polls, opposition candidacy in a free-for-all. Beast, oh man, new scum, beast, moral, they've just, wow. Ellis Hard Whiskey, 1190 proof. We're on the street with Yelena Rossi, Spider Jerusalem's sulkily lovely assistant. What have you got there, Yelena? I'm Connor Bygent, street listener for PTOPC. What? Political television opposition party convention. Live? Isn't she pretty? Really what this convention needed. Well, I've got some stuff for the old, for Mr. Jerusalem. PTOPC Vix Pop, Yelena Rossini. Or Yelena. I think it's Yelena. It's Yelena. He must be having a tough time. This has to be a stressful assignment for him, covering the convention. Let's see how Spider Jerusalem copes with the strains imposed by the truth, folks. Click here to access Yelena Rossini's biography. Packet of fresh baby seal eyes, brain of Welshman pate from the local Black Ops Deli. This box says powdered children, but I'm sure that's not what it means. And 40 pictures of Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas naked and feeding each other asparagus. He says it helps his concentration. You want to know about voting? I'm here to tell you about voting. Imagine, you're locked in a huge underground nightclub filled with sinners, whores, freaks, and unnameable things that rape pit bulls for fun. And you ain't allowed out until you all vote on what you're going to do tonight. You like to put your feet up and watch Republican Party reservation. They like to have sex with normal people, using knives, guns, and brand new sexual organs that you did not know existed. So you vote for television, and everyone else as far as your eye can see votes to fuck you with switchblades. That's voting. You're welcome. This feed site ad spot paid for by Inform, helping young people to understand politics. Spider Jerusalem's appearance fee donated to the Poopin' Grave Revival Hostel. Well, damn. Notice how quiet Civic Center's been this week? Our fair city, of course, is run by the Beast Party. And you know how it's run? Schools fail to teach. Children in care are left unprotected from pedophile social workers. Millions wasted on pointless internal inquiries. Homeless families have been housed in asbestos-filled apartment blocks, an operation which an independent human rights agency found to be politically motivated. And of course, while they were in the middle of some serious gerrymandering, there was the internal report that stated enforcing planned laws in our target wards would ensure that the right type of homes are provided with the right sort of voters. Well, let me explore that question a little, Andek. Spider's Jerusalem's source isn't the issue. Spider's column isn't really the issue. The issue is the bitter disappointment I feel at the press for making the press into the news. This is a city in which terrible things happen every day, while the current mayor, painfully loyal to the president, stands by and does nothing. Instead, you're making one of your own into the top story. That's a shame, you know. This administration owes an awful debt to the good people of this city. That, people, is the news. Just as I, as a senator, have the responsibility to the trust placed in me, you too have to look after those who trust you for the truth. Don't give Spider Jerusalem that vital airtime. Don't give it to me either, if you don't want to. But for God's sake, do give people the real news. My name's Yelena Rossini, and I'm Spider Jerusalem's assistant. I'm 24 years old. I was born in the city. I'm an old Heath Road girl. I speak 7 languages, have just graduated from the Hillis Business School in North Tip, and yes, I've been working for Spider Jerusalem for about a week. It's really been quite interesting. Just looking behind the scenes of politics has been fun. My dad helped fund the Long March campaign, but I was too young to pay any attention. No, Mr. Jerusalem doesn't know about that. He's never asked. How would I get along with him? Well, he hasn't actually remembered my name yet. And one time he stopped in the middle of a conversation and said, "Who are you and what are you doing in my house?" And yesterday he spent 2 hours thinking he was in an aviary somewhere in Poland. One time he called me Shannon. Call him. Notes on a rally. Who's the candidate that'll... whatever. He works as hard as you do. Let's get to work, Bob Heller. Make your vote count, Bob Heller. Miller's a pussy? Senator Bob Heller has the Smiler's balls in his hand, and I put them there. Time I took a long look at Heller. Tonight's Heller rally is set to finish exactly 15 minutes before the ball game starts and located less than 15 minutes from 4 dozen sports bars. Bob Heller picks his venues carefully, and we all shuffle through his golden gates into the presence. Good Lord. That damn thing smells like Satan's shit, boy. Ain't natural. Put it out. What did you say? I said, put it out, weak boy. Oh, he showed him. Yay, haha, way to be strong, man. Real American, headbutt the weak. Nice work, dude. Sudden, expectant silence, they take a breath and hold it in their throats as if they're about to come. On stage, posing greeters flash their paid-for smiles at a small figure. Okay, well. Here we go. So goddamn potent that even showgirls twice his height just have to have a taste. Around me, that breath is still held and explodes out in a sudden roar of approval and love. He's still a working stiff at heart. Christ. Bob Heller has a really punchable face. There's been a lot of loose talk lately about me cozying up to the Smiler. Yeah, I see you laughing. You've heard it too, huh? I got something to say about the Smiler. He's weak. Christ, the noise, the massive hating, hard-on voices degenerates into a weird animal mix. He believes in weak things. Probably a pacifist, yeah? Yeah, I knew that'd make you laugh. You know it. You're Americans. You know nature can't stand the joining of the strong and the weak. Nature doesn't desire it. And Americans don't desire anything unnatural. Not real Americans. And America is for Americans. You know something? No more than nature desires the mating of weaker and stronger individuals. Even less does she desire the blending of a higher with a lower race. Since if she did, her whole work of higher breeding over perhaps hundreds of thousands of years might be ruined in one blow. One blow. History offers countless proofs of this. It shows with terrifying clarity that in every mingling of American blood with that of lower peoples, the result was the end of the cultured peoples. When man attempts to rebel against the iron logic of nature, he comes into struggle with the principles to which he himself owes his existence as a man, and this attack must lead to his own doom. Here, of course, we encounter the objection of the modern pacifists. They say, I want the wombs of American women to be shat in by the weak. I swear I didn't make a word of that up. No weirdos, give them hell. Bob is tired of this shit. General notes, 2 days in the whirlwind have left me shipwrecked and abandoned. Even the stuff I've been shooting in order to, Holmes-like, keep my interest in the world alive is failing me now. I've played the game like a good little whore, snarled and cursed on cue, done the work and banged out the columns. I'll let myself sleep soon and hope to hell the world doesn't seem so goddamn fractured when I wake up. Having said that, I also hope I wake to find half the city committed suicide in my honor. May 25th, dear Mr. Jerusalem, I sit in my apartment afraid to... Huh? Tuh. Ah! This is your door speaking. You have a caller. Dr. Vita Severin. We met the other day. I'm Senator Callahan's political director. I'm here to see Spider Jerusalem. Yeah, whatever. Come in. He appears to be asleep, Miss Rossini. Don't worry. It's a cunning disguise. You're just resting your eyes, aren't you? Wide awake. Ready to go. Alert. Coiled. Spring. I've fallen. It say on the bottom? Stomp. Vita Severin, I'm a bit tired for a blowjob in all honesty, but I'm not here for the interview. The senator doesn't know I'm here. Lucky me, I'm jacking off with glee. Speak. I'm here to talk to you about the campaign. We eventually realized you used source gas to hear our conversation. You must have heard quite a bit. Enough. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. That's what they say, isn't it? What little you know has been dangerous enough. The latest polls say you've probably crippled the senator. If we had a few weeks, we could smooth it over, but we've only days. Explain to me why I should give two tugs of a dead dog's cock about this. Because he's got a job to do, damn it. He has to remove a sitting president. It has to be him. The country can't afford a Bob Hiller or one of those nameless fucks I see ghosting around on the con making deals for a leg up. Whatever you say, us new scum, we know our place, Miss Vita. If you come out in favor of him, I can't endorse a candidate. Christ, you're a hack, not a priest. What'll it hurt? Or are you really the voice of the city? Will they all do as you say out there? Oh, Fisher Price psychology. Play my poor hack's ego like a piano. Yes, I'll endorse your pet lizard for president now. Shit for brains, junkie dog fucker. I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. You changed your hair. What? You changed your hair. Tell me why. That haircut was all cultural button pushing, semiotic terrorism, shocks idea. Made me look tough and smart, but also the underdog, fighting an evil empire as best I can. Awful goddamn thing. How do you take your coffee? The campaign reflects the candidate. Political workers' adage, old as the hills. This campaign is no different. It's fractured. I don't want to say schizophrenic, but we're all attracted to it. We all pay attention to it. There's something in it that makes us want to be better, just like the candidate. You see, this is what I don't get. What is it about Callahan that you like? He's built his entire persona out of bits of others. Half the time he seems autistic. The rest of the time he's like a lizard jack full of lithium and speed. These things do not promote love in most of us. What you're seeing is the split in him. It's because of shock, really. Shock jabbers about a third way, and you've heard the senator parrot that. Last night's speech, a third way. Taking the best from conservatism and liberalism. Not wildly dissimilar to Senator Longmark's politics of joy, embracing the good in all things. I like you. What's your name again? But what shock means by that is picking a path between other open truth and basic lying. It's spin, with a very personal agenda. The senator listens to shock, calls him new politics. It worries me. But when the senator says play, we play. You saw my hair. You see a smile. The whole goddamn campaign is games in disguises. Shock's made it a Shakespearean comedy, but it matters. It's the most important game in America. So what's for tomorrow's column? The senator's been making us all read it. You'll have to wait and see, Doctor. Trust me. Spider Jerusalem makes an acidly backhanded endorsement of Callahan. Convention goes berserk. Dr. Vita Severn is bright, funny, acid, caring, brutal, and passionate. She's the only actual human being I've met in politics to date, and the fact that she's also a campaign director would make me laugh if it weren't such a waste. As far as I can see, her employment by the Smiler is the only sign of actual taste I've seen him show, and she is the only reason to vote for him. Spider Jerusalem, I hate it here, from the word. When asked about the column by our correspondent, Jerusalem laughed, shat in the camera, and threw dog carcasses to an admiring audience. And I've only begun fucking with you people. To be continued. What? Year of the Bastard 4. Hate. Goddamn whore hopper. Goddamn column. Goddamn modern printing. Say you're publishing a book one day. Write the marketing copy the day after that. Publish the fucker the day after that. Goddamn, goddamn. Just think of the money, boy. Think of all the dolphin steaks, guns, and Selma holidays it'll buy. And plow on. Ugh, woof. So sorry. Oof. Wah! Oof. My fault. I'm... What's going on? What is this shit? You're trying to drive me mad, aren't you? This is all some elaborate plan to drive me insane so that Royce and the whorehopper and what's-her-name can split the royalties and steal my cat. Admit it, you scheming dogfucker. I've got you red-handed, you Lee Harvey Oswald son of a bitch. Please, look. In the name of fuck. Promotional giveaway today only, Spider Shades? Oh, shit.
Oh, wow, there's a lot there. Female blossom, full-blown personality, achieving, okay, imagination, the sacred cow. Piece of discord to tell us, okay, there is so much here. I mean, you could try to read some of this, but it's really hard. There's Eris and Discordia stuff here. It's definitely Discordian literature here. I think that's what Ellis himself was into, was Discordia shit, which is really weird. Eris was the embodiment of discord and fucking chaos. Everything's getting a little disconnected. The fuck? No, no, no. Mr. Jerusalem would not advertise cereals. I don't care how good your pitch is. I don't care if it has bits of koala bears in it. No, I have express orders to send trained Death Watch beetles to gnaw all the meat off your pelvis if you call again. Goodbye. Tell me something. Shoot. I've been here, what, a week now? Something like that. Time seems to move differently since I started working with you. I really want to know, why are you pounding all this crap into yourself when everything's going so well? To keep me here, to keep me interested. What's not to be interested in? Your life looks pretty damn good from here. I'm not here anymore. I'm there. Hello, Yelena. 500 pieces of paper signed by Spider Jerusalem as requested. Sit down, sit down. How many did he actually sign? 32 before dropping into a shallow coma and gently pissing himself. I had the maker replicate the rest. You never told me what they were for. We're going to sell copies of the issue and the word with the first I hate it here in it. With these autographs tipped in. $500 each, would you believe? Yeah, I have a question. Why is Jerusalem cramming every damn orifice and pore with drugs? I just don't get it. He's incapable of a straight answer. Yeah, we're back at that stage already, aren't we? One day, a little over 6 years ago, I went to Spider Jerusalem's house, Yelena. We were missing a column, and I'd had enough. I had a gun. I was going to walk away with either column or his heart. I found him in his house's bath, his body covered in regenerative tape set to reinflate and rewall his veins, shooting heroin into the skin between his toes. He was bleeding from the eyes because he rubbed cocaine into his tear ducts, thinking it'd keep him awake, banging H into his feet because all his other veins had collapsed. His last book was being released. He was writing hugely popular columns. He was beloved for torturing the president in print weekly. He was all over TV and the feeds and whispered adoringly over at dinner parties. And then it all stopped. He was loved and rich and suddenly couldn't write anymore. Not like he was, anyway. Spider Jerusalem needs to be in the city to write, Yelena. But he also needs to be hated. Never trust anything that bleeds for 4 days but doesn't die. Television. Entertainment. Oh, that was the wife. Yep. Never trust anything that bleeds for 4 days but doesn't die. Television. Entertain me. Hello, I'm retired Senator James Longmarch. I'm here to tell you. The fine people of this great old city, that the only politician I trust is Senator Gally Callahan. And then I thoroughly recommend him to you. That's what James Longmarch would say if he were alive today. This advertisement was paid for by friends of Gary Callahan. If that goddamn monstrosity got improved, then the fix is in. News at the top of the hour from 24/7 is sponsored by Long Pig, food with a human touch. The naked screaming figure seen running across the White House lawn last night, waving broken manacles and shaking heavy chains, was apparently not the vice president. White House authorities are dismissing 100 eyewitness reports to the contrary as hysteria and swamp gas. Have gone to commit suicide. Intend to return from grave Friday. Feed cat. Back on the street, back where I was born, where parts of me will always be. The parts were chopped off and buried with cardamom pods that by strange little cat grow. And buried with cardamom pods by that strange little cat-eyed girl from Ashmolean Point. Another lesson in media activism in riding the monoculture, using it for all it's worth.
gore porn, necro dismemberment, come in and bleed, hollow strippers, that's going to be a thing, neon love, extorgy, we don't say no to, trans sex, oh, Lord, that's already a thing. Mr. Pickle, 2000. Transsexual love. Yep, that's already a thing. Look at the. Oh, I can't even say. I can't even say we're here. We're actually past here because we can't say transsexual anymore. Like we have to say transgender. So it would be transgender love, but the same thing. I mean, you're not far off, Alice. You're not far off. And the gore porn, and the hollow strippers. Yep, that's. Probably going to be a thing. And then you have, what is it, 777 hot or something. Good Lord. What in the world? I've been postered and 10-second ad spotted to death in the last 24 hours. That's aside from the TV and feed site stuff I've done for money and the extra heat on the column. Lots of people know my face. I'm deliberately walking through Red Church on my way to my final destination. Red Church being what Gary Callahan would call my natural constituency. Whores, pushers, filmmakers, musicians, dancers, deviants, polysexual, transhumans, alkies, junkies, editors, the new scum, voters, and even more crucially, feed site listeners. It's this fucking pig. And there's like, what? Live? A velvet touch, I think. Come on. Caligula's Roma. The feed site listener falls into step and true to form, asking a supple TV voice, "What's happening, Spider?" And all I say is, "We're going this way." And that's it. I've got him. Alex Pub. Students welcome. Host a few. Or hoist a few. Okay. I recognize a journalist from the Thunderer checking me out and wandering along. And a pair of camera eyes from the Tavernier specialty news channel staggering out of an edge game club, all scarred, sticky, and orgasm-eyed. Biz E B? Drugs? Okay. Just says drugs. And you can see it in all of them. Spider Jerusalem's a nut. And everyone knows that. He's a crazy man. Let's go see what the crazy man's doing. That's the spider image sold and sent. Trust the fuckhead. Loathsome, lifeless, robotic little shits. Follow the money. Follow the famous guy. Journos, rubberneckers, bored whores, and kids all smashed brain with fetal alcohol syndrome and brass knuckle backhanders from mommy. Days like this, I know why the smiler and the beast hate you all. Don't leave home without dog spleen stew. Ooh, man. Axis pies. Follow me all the way down the hill, you fucks. Come on. Follow anyone with the right smile, the right coverage, the right image. Follow anyone who says, "I'll look after you. I'll take the big decisions out of your hands so you can go back to shitting in each other's lives and fucking yourselves in complete blissful ignorance." Man, what a true statement that is. The Oval Office carpet is thick with presidential semen. They look out of the window, think I own you all, and jack off like ugly apes in humping season. It's what they live for. No one who wants that is to be trusted. Why can't you all see that? Well, today I make you all see what I want you to see. You bastards want to make me the news? Fine, here's your goddamn news. We peel off the street into the connective alleyway, and a few of them work out where I'm going. They get nervous. Within a few moments, their shiver of knowledge has traveled the group around, and the party atmosphere dies by regretful, betrayed degrees. And here we are! The bit of Red Church no one ever goes to. The bit they'd never have gone to if they hadn't been blindly following me. "Welcome to Colony Square Community Estate," I said to them. "Also known as the Red Church Housing Projects, depending on whose paperwork you read. Built and filled precisely 1 month after the Beast took power. 1 month after the city fell into the hands of the party and government. This estate was designed specifically for families in poverty, meaning families who traditionally voted for the party now in opposition." "This isn't a place you feed site listeners come to often, is it?" "Course you don't. No one's glamorous hangs out here, do they? Or no one glamorous hangs out here, do they? And there are more photogenic dumps for the social concern documercials. Colony Square is nothing but shit in the heart of the city, isn't it? Well, yeah. You're going to tell me it's not, are you? Hold on. You're going to tell me it's not, aren't you? It's a story. Go live now. Let dirty old Uncle Spider tell it to you. The borough authorities, under direct orders from Civic Center, which in turn was answering voter zoning plans from the White House, moved the poorest of the poor here. The people who needed Civic Center's help most. You know, this place was built so cheaply that in the event of a gunfight, bullets have been known to plow through 9 apartments worth of walls before stopping. Let me show you something. This is called the Grazer. This disease used to be limited to what were called third world countries. The underdeveloped nations. Well, undeveloped, underdeveloped, whatever. The ultimate poverty zones. Now it exists only in America. It starts as a black spot on the cheek. Within days, it's begun to elude the face away in planes, grazing on flesh. Or elide. I don't know what that is. Elide? I'm not familiar with that word. That is a new one on me. The luckiest people on Clooney Square get to choose between buying a prescription or eating. What do you want to be when you grow up, son? Hold on. Everyone else, like this little boy's mother, don't. He says, what do you want to be when you grow up, son? Nothing. Stupid fucking question. There's nothing to be on Clooney Square. It's fallen off the world, and they can't find their way back on their own. You're not supposed to say that in America, are you? The land of can-do? The American dream of grab all you can and fuck the other guy. But it's true. Clooney Square is rotting. If and when utilities workers enter these apartments to service power and water, they have to wear antibacterial suits. But the people who live here don't get them. Clooney Square is poison. The police enter in groups of no less than 20. Cabs won't enter at all. The address on a job application is death. And this is fixable. This was caused by the president that you all voted in twice. It can be fixed by voting him out. Does that mean you're endorsing Senator Callahan, Spider? No. And it means I'm endorsing someone who kicks out the beast and saves the people in Clooney Square. And all the other places like it. You voted for this. Vote it out. Where the hell have you been? Does it matter? Yes, I just found out they're selecting tomorrow. It all happens tomorrow. They choose the candidate. The candidate chooses his vice presidential candidate. It's all over. It's all happened already. The fix is in. Just like it was when they selected Long March. Ask your daddy. I didn't think you heard me when I told you about that. I hear all. My law, Seth. Interesting there. I didn't think you had that much interest in me. You want a drink? Sure. I really thought you killed yourself. You suckered me, I admit it. I thought about throwing a party. But then I remembered I don't have any friends. Me neither. Have a drink. What is it? It's sort of like whiskey, only with tiger genitals. Okay. So what have you been doing? Trying to make this whole convention thing work for me while I can. I can't solve any problems. All I can do is try to make sure people can't avoid noticing them. Make other people solve them. The right people. Is that why you've been so... Couldn't make my mind up. Then I just threw myself into it. Sometimes you just gotta say, what the fuck, you know? And you know what? I've been doing cheap manipulative shit. I look at myself and puke every morning. But it's that or do nothing. I'm going to get drunk, stuff myself with something speedy, then go out tomorrow to cover the selection. Want me to stay? I really don't know. Sometimes I think I don't have the faintest goddamn idea what I want. To be continued. Right, here we go. I can't move my arm. I've had a stroke. My right arm completely dead. Can't lift it. I'm going to die in bed. What? 5. Oh, you're the bastard. 5. Love. Pinned. What happened? Well, obviously I know what happened. But how? Not important for the minute. What's important is escape. And please God, without waking her. Of course, I chew my own arm off at the shoulder and depart undetected. Obvious. Mmm. Oh, fucking perfect. Now I'm gonna have to chew her arm off, too.
Meow?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Burp. No, go away. I mean it. Fuck off. Vamoose. Allez-vous en. Roast. Shitbag. Merde. Fuck. Merde. Fuckface. Mirabert. Ah, yo! Meow! Fucker, I'm gonna stuff your guts with lofts and sew your ass up afterwards. What on earth was... Ah! Phone call. Fuck! Accept call. Hello, Vita. Selections tonight, Spider. Thought you'd want to be there to see the senator officially named candidate. Thanks for the reminder. I should really try and cover it, heinous as it all sounds. You gonna be on hand for the coronation? Don't know. I have to start working the TV and feeds, get an interview in an hour. I actually gotta go. Thanks for the heads up. You know what, Spider? I'd like to come over for coffee again soon. Could I do that? I'd like that. Thanks. Bye, Spider. Bye, Elena. Bye. You worked that poor girl too hard, Spider. Let her go home to her own bed. Bye. Nothing happened. Do you understand? We had some drinks. We went to sleep. To sleep. In the same bed because we were drunk and it was cold. Nothing else happened. Well, what about nothing? I'm sticky, Elena. That means something. Nothing happened at all. Something happened to make me sticky, Elena. Either I was raped by a jar of clear honey or nothing. Was it nothing? Vita Severin on Amfeeds, woman of the day. Oh, Spider Jerusalem and I have become friends. Yes. What's he like? Ha, ha, ha. Everything you can imagine from his column and more. King of violent mood swing. Funny as hell. Weirdly charming. We talk politics mostly. Well, my job as I see it is to be the intellectual center of the senator's campaign, the organizational brain, and the filtering intelligence. The senator gets assaulted with questionable ideas hourly, often by his own staff, temporary consultants, and the like. It's my job to set these bad ideas in their proper context for the senator so that he can see them clearly. No, I don't have anything to do with the selection of a vice presidential candidate. I've made my views known, certainly, but the choice is entirely the senator's. No, of course I'm not worried. He's not going to do anything crazy, is he? I mean, let's be serious. We won't find ourselves with Heller or anyone. Callahan. Oh, yeah, I mean, you see just everywhere. What the hell? Callahan's my man? That's crazy. The fix is in. It remains only to see what it's been traded for. To get to this stage, anyone wanting to be the candidate has to learn to enjoy the special flavor of pressure group dick. The question is, will the smiler stagger on stage with lungs half full of steaming lobbyist semen? Or will he merely be licking his lips? I so badly want to kill everyone in this room. Even the children. Especially the children. My dad used to do these conventions. I always wondered why he stuffed his suit pockets with little black pills before he left for one. Now I just wonder what they were and where I could get a prescription. What on earth is that supposed to be? Oh, man. Spider Jerusalem, you evil boy fucking little shit sucker. Hello, Fred. The Sunshine State of Florida has the immense pleasure of declaring first its allegiance to the next president of the United States, Senator Gary Callahan. There you go, the smiler dealt with Heller just like he said he would. Florida went to Heller in a landslide during the primaries. That lunatic little bastard owns Florida. Question is, what did the smiler give him for Florida? There's no way he can make him VP or even part of the plank. Why not? Because he's Hitler stuffed to the skin with Viagra jumpstart, Gila monster genes, and syphilis. That's why. First of all, let me thank all the states and their representatives for that heartfelt declaration. My heart is full to bursting, and I know my wife at home in California with our children feels the same way. We both thank you from our souls. And I must also thank deeply the people of the city who have been such fine hosts to our convention. The great press of the most wondrous of American cities has called attention to terrible inequalities perpetuated by lackeys of the president. Indeed, before I move on, I must address those people directly. The great press of the most wondrous of American cities has called attention to terrible inequalities perpetuated by lackeys of the president. Let me say now, under the eyes of the country, I will fix these things. Make no mistake, these are crimes being committed under the guise of local government. Elect me, I'll save you. Got him. What? I did it. I forced the bastard to commit in public to fixing everything I wrote about. That's all I could do. I've given the closest to an endorsement I could, and made sure he does something about the state of the city. All finished. You're nowhere near finished. It's 4 a.m. He has to announce his running mate within 12 hours. Go home. Fresh kills nightly. Squeaky's Pork Bar. So apparently I fucked my editor's niece. Her name's Yelena Rossini. Anglo-Russian-Italian. Old Heath Road. Her family are so old money, they're prehistoric riche. They're prehistoric riche. Or rich. Whatever. I fucked my editor's niece and she says nothing happened. But I know I did because I'm clever. And because I left my shades on. And my shades defense system thought all the falling down and rolling around and stuff was an assault. And what does it do when there's an assault? I'm glad you asked. It takes pictures. It takes a little less than 12 hours before my own words sink into my own useless goddamn head. I had sex with my editor's niece. By 4 o'clock, I've discounted suicide in favor of killing everyone else in the entire world instead. We're outside Greenbrook Tower, Senator Callahan's base of operations in the city. Waiting for the sign that he's chosen his vice presidential candidate. He only has until 4 p.m. today to choose, and it's what, 3:58 now? 3:59. There it is. See it? The chimney? That smoke indicates that the selection has been made. Shamelessly, pardon, thieved from the selection tradition for popes. I've heard of the... Oh, wow, they're doing the smoke. Senator Callahan would be out in a few minutes, we understand. I will be joined on the opposition campaign ticket by a good man, an honest and brave man who is dedicated to our cause and our message. I will be joined by Representative Joshua Schreiber Free. Welcome aboard the winning ticket, Josh. Glad to be aboard, Gary. Never heard of him. So? So he'll do Callahan no good. There's no point in having him on the ticket. He doesn't bring anything to it. Or does he? That's it. It's so obvious, my brain must be going crusty. He's gotta be one of Heller's creatures. That must be his worth. Callahan takes on this whatever he is, and gets Florida and stupid evil Joe Fuckface Sports Bar and the underground neo-Nazi subhuman vote. That bastard, he bent over for Heller's voting block. I don't believe it. And look, no Vita Severin. Poor bitch must be thinking about swallowing a grenade right now. What now? What now? There's a bag of anti-cancer trait in the bathroom. Take some. Cigarettes on the table. Start smoking. But I... Damn it, you're my assistant, aren't you? Then get the bag. She said, yes. Then get the bag. You start smoking today. All of my assistants smoke. Get moving. There's a job to be done. I won't have this. It makes me want to puke. It makes me want to shit on George Washington's dead chest. I'm going to dig up everything there is to get on you, Free. You're doomed, boy. You just met the king of the bastards. Oh, yes. It doesn't matter that Callahan's the only guy who can beat the beast. Not anymore. Activate the computers. Fire up the data miners. Demand information. Why replace the beast with someone just as corrupt? That's not the point. That's not what voting is for, damn it. We're going to take them all out, Yelena. We're going to kill the Smiler's entire goddamn campaign. To be concluded. We've got one more, so we might as well go for it. Representative Joshua Schreiber Free has come from nowhere to be selected as Senator Gary Callahan's running mate in this year's presidential election. Voted to the House of Representatives by this city only 2 years ago, particularly active in last year on domestic human rights, Mr. Free is a fresh face in national politics, as Mr. Callahan says, just what the doctor ordered. Year of the Bastard 6. Bastard. Joshua Free, I know your trouble. I can smell it. I can feel it in my journalistic glands. Gonads, rather. Each and every one of my sperms knows you're bad, and they're churning with hate and murder inside my burning balls. Free churning. You want your pills, Spider? Get that shit away from me. Your cheap mind-toasting drugs are no good to me. I'm a journalist. Damn your ovaries. Is the machinery cued? Are all of our information devices set? Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed. What? Shut up. Go, go. One last call and then we go. Phone. Dr. Vita Severin. Green Book Tower. Spider, I'm sorry. You can imagine what kind of day I'm having with this selection. Vita, I'm warning you. I'm about to start digging into Free. I can't really talk for long here, Spider. I have a meeting. Understood. I just wanted you to have the warning. We should have dinner soon. Just you and me. That'd be nice. Bye. 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 Is there a problem, filthy assistant? What do you care how we talk? Nothing happened. What? Shut up. Give me a cigarette. He throws the pack at her. Initiate discovery. Fire the machines. Throw the switch, Igor. Throw the fucking switch. What we're doing here is called investigative journalism, my favorite kind. Time was, it'd take months, years even, to nail your story through investigative journalism. Today, it takes a matter of hours. You know why? Not because we are fantastically advanced, not because we are generally cleverer than fuck, but because nobody does investigative journalism anymore, so no one expects it. When I tell someone like Vita I'm going digging, she thinks I mean I'm checking press releases. We are going to gather and sort vast amounts of information, and then we're going to do the story. You have a call. You're much nicer than my last secretary, only because I pretend not to notice you looking at my breasts. Royce, it's Spider. The columns are going over great. Aren't you glad I made you the convert... The convert... Blah, hold on. Aren't you glad I made you the cover, the conversation? Hold on. I think I did that wrong. The columns are going over great. Aren't you glad I made you cover the Royce, I need bribe money. Why? Bones, cancer sticks, cigarettes. Because God has spoken to me. And God, he said, son, you must find out who owns the Smiler's Running Mate. And I said, shouldn't they be hiding this stuff better? They're hiding it as well as they need to, normally. But I've got people in all kinds of places. There's a cloud of Mexican nanotech who owes me favors. And a political director turned pusher with a vested interest. And a man who shouldn't exist yet in the Farsight Reservation. And they're only on the other end of a phone line. Thanks to them, I know where to look. And I've also got a lot of illegal lock-breaking machinery that 99% of American security agencies have never heard of. But you know, the contacts are the important part. Initial search on Free, JS complete, Muckraker version 2.0. This isn't exactly what I was expecting. Get your coat. We sell much of our product to Long Pig, of course. Easier money. We only have to grow a brainstem, you see, for the autonomic functions. Brain size doesn't affect flavor. I follow all that, Mr. Carries. But I'm here about a more complex job you undertook a few years ago. You were contracted for it by a company called House Painting Property, Mr. Carries. But that was a front. Mr. Carries, let's be upfront here. I asked around. I know what you sell to, what you might call perverted businessmen. What you might call perverted businessmen who like their lovers minus the usual weight of gray matter. And let's be honest, you run a bastard farm, Mr. Carries. That doesn't make you a man of high reputation. Give me the paperwork on that more complex job, all of it, and maybe I'll get selective amnesia tomorrow. Christ, Spider, what do? We tell the truth as loudly as possible. I don't see how we can do that. Why the hell not? It'll kill the Smiler's candidacy. That's the idea. It'll also compromise your big friend, Vita Severin. She's gone on record as stating neither she nor Callahan could give a hell or creature house room. The truth, Yelena, no matter what, no matter who it hurts, I can't let myself worry about that. Quit looking at me like that. Yeah, it could hurt Vita. Yeah, it could ensure that the beast gets reelected, but I don't have a choice. This is wrong. Excuse me, we have to get to the press conference in there. Nope. But we're press, and that's Callahan and Free's first real question and answer session in there. I know what it is. I've had special instructions about you two. Now fuck off before things get nasty. Freedom of the press, mouthy little girl with a fucking big hole in her face if she doesn't haul ass now. Not the smartest thing you ever did, tiny dick. Ah! Huh. I don't believe I just stopped someone from shooting you. A few months ago, I'd have paid good money to see it. Braun, Eva? Really? Royce never paid you that much money. Yelena Rossini, current assistant, meets Shannon Yero, previous assistant. This isn't a coincidence. No, I knew you'd be here to cover the Q&A. And life in Fred Christ Church was so creepy, I wound up doing a bit of journalism after all. And well, you'll need this. Fred Christ paid for the consciousness upgrade Fresh needed to be able to act as VP candidate. Fred has lots of money these days. He's been whoring out transient girls to politicians. And he's been promised tax breaks for his church when the Smiler's elected. Being a nun wasn't all it was cracked up to be, and the sex was shit. But I see you don't need an assistant. Got an assistant, but I could use a bodyguard. Okay, I think we're about ready to begin. Let's take some questions... Oh, hold on. Okay, I think we're about ready to begin. Let's take some questions from the floor. Ivor Halgrimson, America First Feed Site. Wondering about Representative Free's stance on transience? Transience is a closely held belief among its adherents, of course, and we must respect that. I believe it to also be a spiritual journey of sorts. Remarkably convenient, given that transient activist Fred Christ runs a church then, eh? Spider Jerusalem, the Word. I'm here to talk about Josh Free. Josh Free is a fine elected official in his own way. Good record before that. Josh Free has been in politics a little over 2 years. Questions, Mr. Jerusalem? Questions. This isn't your column or a tame TV soapbox you're addressing now, you know. Josh Free did not exist until a little over 2 years ago. I have incontrovertible proof that Senator Bob Heller has been growing his own political creatures in a bastard farm just outside Five Ways here in the city. Heller? Heller? For those who don't eat at Long Pig or dally with girls in mild introduce anencephaly, bastard farms grow humans. The farms also falsify extensive and convincing backgrounds, creating that utter rarity politicians with clean paths. Josh Free was the perfect running mate. He had no skeletons in his closet. Hell, he's only 2 years old. Free was traded to Callahan in return for Heller's control of Florida. And once Florida fell to Callahan, the rest of the convention voted in his favor. I tell you right now that the vice president candidate was grown by a fascist. Just what the doctor ordered, in fact. And in order for him to function correctly as a VP, he required a massive wetware upgrade, paid for by Fred Christ, whose church Free just plugged. My question is, Senator Callahan, do you stand by your running mate? Well, it's not as easy as... We didn't. Senator Heller didn't. What did I ever do to you, Jerusalem? You made me sick. Headless. The new CD from the Saw Dollies. Hold the front page! You're not fucking with my front page! He knocked him out. Quick, Spider, they're gonna make the announcement. This should be good. What's the Smiler's approval rating now? 89% pre-Jerusalem, 55% when Freeze covers are pulled, 39% when Callahan's screen on-screen vacillating when you ask him if he'll stand by Free. 3 days later, 18%. Vita Severn approval rating, 92. Your friend Vita, on the other hand, remains at a 92% approval rating and is seen as the best thing about Callahan's campaign. No surprise they're letting her make the announcement. She's all they've got. Well now, lots of press. All smell blood in the water, do you? Okay, quiet down. I've got a release from Senator Callahan here. Whoa. What? This Vita Severin's grave? What do you want? Sour bastard. How about nice to see you, Kristen? Got any drugs I can buy? She was a political director, Spider. We always mark the passing of one of our own. And she's done her job well. Did her job well until some freak assassinated her and atomized himself. Done. The smiler's approval ratings at 78 and climbing. The sympathy vote, Spider. They loved her. With her dead, they transfer their affection to him. After all, he hired her. I don't believe it. It's the truth. She didn't mean to do her job that well, but she saved his candidacy. And in a few weeks, there'll be a story circulated. Vita had a say in the selection of Free, after all. Political director Alan Schacht will deny the leak came from his office, of course. Schacht, you know, was right next to Callahan when Vita was killed inside the building. It's going to be a good year for Bastard Spider and their running mates. The new scum. Alright. So, here we go. Politics. Politics, politics. Something you find a lot here on MGTOW.TV and BitChute, for sure, right? And I think Warren Ellis does a very good job of describing how both of these fuckers are corrupt, and some are more corrupt than others. But they're all corrupt. So, yeah. Just a little preview of what we'll do next time. But I hope you guys enjoyed this longer version of Transmetropolitan, which I'm glad to give you, and definitely we'll be doing the rest. We got the Christmas one and an entire arc, which is the Bastard. Year of the Bastard. So stay tuned for the new scum. And this will be the Grimlord, and I am out for Grimm's Comics Corner.